Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Okay, this is part two of the Lunchbox Thanksgiving special. When they left, were you sad?
Yeah, because they were all going to dinner.
Oh, you thought you might get invited?
Yeah, I really did. I wore jeans and a nice shirt. Like, I was like, all right, here we go. Like, I didn't look like, you know, my...
You don't wear jeans and a nice shirt for Garth, but ever. You do for them.
Right. Well, I mean, it was a nice T-shirt. Like, it was a brand new T-shirt, like, but it was like a cool shirt. And I was thinking, okay, maybe... They were so interested and intrigued by my interview. They'll be like, hey, you want to go to dinner with us? And I would have jumped in the car immediately. So I'm sitting here and I'm like, oh, where are you guys going to dinner? And
oh, you were even asking?
Yeah, I did. I asked where they were going to dinner, just kind of get conversation. They named it and I was like, oh, that's really cool. Yeah. And I was like, who's paying tonight? And Derek's like, oh, we pay. You know, since it's our podcast and we flew them in, we pay for their dinner. And I'm like, all right, yeah, okay. When are we going to... get the invite, and then they're like, all right, man, thanks for having us. We took a couple pictures.
Not a single one of them said, hey, do you want to come with us?
No. No, and then I saw them partying on Broadway, singing karaoke. Oh.
If they would have invited you, would you have gone?
Yeah.
No doubt?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. That's like a life moment. It's like one of those, like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to start becoming friends with them, and they're going to say, next season, we're going to try to get you on the challenge.
And Derek was the one you were hanging out with alone?
Yes.
Derek is a 3-times champion on the challenge.
Yeah, he's like a pit bull, dude.
3-times all-star. He's got the podcast. He has 204,000 followers. Is he the one that follows you?
Yes.
But you don't follow him back?
I don't follow him back.
And you're not going to follow him back?
Not going to follow him back.
But why?
Because I don't want to do that.
But he doesn't follow anyone.
But I know, so. But if he's like all in love with this dude and wants to be his friend, follow him back. Be the one person. He can be the one person you follow.
What I would do
is always replace that one person with somebody. That'd be a hilarious bit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, who are you following now? You only ever follow one person.
But Derek was like, he thought it was pretty cool I didn't follow anybody. He was like, he said, mad respect. He said, I looked you up. He goes, I saw this dude with all these followers. He goes, you follow nobody. Mad respect.
So do you want to keep the respect, I guess?
Yes. Like, and then he followed me, so it's like, he even respects me more. The other four that were here, no love.
Mm.
Didn't even care.
Why didn't Derek invite you to dinner?
I don't know. Yeah. And then Tori and Anissa were going to be at dinner. Their flight was delayed. They were going to be here, but their flight got delayed. I mean.
Well, I'm looking at their show at Zany's. That looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Is that the guy that was in here with us? John Brennan?
Yeah.
He didn't even call him, Bill. You should get Lunchbox to come.
They said, do I want to go to Challenge Mania?
Well, yeah. I mean, the show.
Yeah, but I didn't.
You didn't want to go?
No, I had plans. I had a birthday party.
Dang, buddy. All right, well, here's Lunchbox. Here's part two. And just know at the end, he's wanting that invite, and he doesn't get it.
I don't get it.
He doesn't get it. Here's Lunchbox with the Challenge Mania crew from MTV's The Challenge here. Podcast special, Bobby Bones Show.
Behind the scenes, what are the rules that once you find out you're going to be on a season about contacting other people to start setting up alliances?
What's the rule?
The rule is not so.
If you're Wes Bergman, there is no rule.
The rule does not exist.
Wes calls. Wes texts your siblings. Put in a good word for me. He's everybody. Wow.
The pre-gaming for season 40 has already started on this trip to Nashville,
and I won't say
with whom. But I'm just saying, it may or may not be happening already.
Derek, what do you do? What are you up to?
I don't even know what this guy's talking about.
It's a, there's a confidentiality in an ideal world, and I personally abide by this rule. I don't like anybody to know that I'm going, because if they do, they can start plotting against me. I would rather give them the least amount of time possible, right? So, like, some of your friends, maybe you will just, in a friendship style way, like, they're there, you know you're going to work with them. But people you don't know, that's a big risk. Reaching out to someone you don't know.
Right, but I'm talking about your close friends. Like, you and Tori are real close.
Yeah.
So, like, you don't say, like, hey, I'm going, group, you're going.
If she's there... If she's there, we're going to work together anyway. So what difference does it make?
The rule is you're not supposed to talk
about
it.
Not supposed to.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's the rule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but now, does it happen? It happens.
It's like when LeBron and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh all showed up in Miami.
And then there was, no tampering.
I don't think that they just decided that, like, the second they all became free agents or whatever it was. Like, clearly playing cards on the back of the bus in the Olympics, they had talked about it, right? Same thing with this. They're not supposed to do this stuff, but look, if you're not cheating, you're not trying, right? And if you're sitting there just out of principle, not answering your DMs, you're probably going to show up and everyone knows each other and you don't. And
I will say the DM move, like, and people say
backfires 100% of the time.
I always get the bad rap that I'm pre-gaming. The reality is I go to my core people, Devin being one of those core people, you know, like a good friend. I'll be like, hey, you got the call? Yeah, we're probably going to go on. That's it. That's as far as it goes. The DM move is the dumbest because that always blows up. Like, you know, like, I hate to call him out, Dusty. Like, Dusty on USA was DMing everybody, and everybody at the airport was like, did you get a DM by Dusty?
Backfires 100% of the time.
And he's a super fan, so he was just excited.
Yeah, he was.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, if such you got a good on the
dude.
Show.
Oh, yeah. If I got on the
DMing
no,
all of us.
No, if I got on the show, I'd be like, dude, it's so good to see you. Oh, my gosh. And do whatever you want me to do, because I'm, like, so excited to be there. And I'm like, dude, I've been watching you on TV for years. CT, what do you want me to do? You want me to start a fight with Devin? Okay. Devin, you suck. Like, whatever.
I thought it was funny that they flew, like, the six of us and then, like, the alternates to LA. They flew you guys somewhere else. Like you guys didn't know that we were coming. Did you know?
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
It's a double-edged sword as well, though, because you don't know the rules of the game yet. So if you're making deals with people and you don't know the rules of the game, and now you're on the hook for that deal, but it doesn't benefit you with the rules of this specific season, then now you're because you already made a deal with somebody that you now don't want to work with, and they're going to bring that up when you inevitably break your word, and then the whole house turns on you. So it's better to keep your cards close to your chest until you know the rules and who's going to be there and what the room layout looks like, who's bunking with who. I mean, there's layers to this thing. Yeah. If you think you're just going to DM somebody and get an alliance with them, you got another thing coming.
Yeah.
Behind the scene, like, off of camera, how many people take it personal? It's just a game. Right. Oh. It's a game, but it's not just a game because you have friendships. Josh, when you backstab Wes, you're crying on TV. You're just like, man, I can't. I did it. It was me. Like, how many people are able to just let that go? And how many people, like, are there any people you'll name names that just hold on to it that after the show are like, I'm still done with you?
Wes, right? Isn't he still? Yeah, I mean,
we don't. Yeah, we don't talk, which if I'm being completely honest with you, it does suck. But at the end of the day, I did the damage, right? I made a move and I ruined that friendship. Would I love for us to walk away from it and be like, hey, it's just a game? I look at it like a game of chess, but in all reality, I crossed the guy. So all the, and he's not even sending hate my way, but everything that we're going through, it's fair because I did make that move. Would I love how you're saying, can we walk away from it, shake hands, and you get me on the next one?
It's easy to say that.
But the reality is, the reality is we live together for so long. We, especially the ones that we're lucky and very fortunate enough that we continue to come back. Mm-hmm. You build a bond with these people. And I can say I've built a really good bond with Wes. So do I regret the move? No, but it sucks that I lost that friendship, and that's just what happens in the game. You know, you got to deal with that type of stuff. And honestly, you just deal with it on the next. Like, I know at some point, you know, I'm gonna have to face the music. But I wish we could walk away.
It's a lot of our jobs.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. It's your job. You're there to make money.
It's a lot of our jobs. Yeah. So like,
who has a job outside of this?
I think pretty much all of us do.
I'm a mom of two. That's my job.
Yeah.
But I leave my kids to come and do the
job.
Show.
Work tomorrow.
If you're looking at it from the stance of, like in a workplace, if you were to make a deal with somebody and then go back on that deal in the workplace and that deal cost them money and made them look stupid, they would probably take it personally.
Yeah.
Right, you can't just say, correct. You can say, okay, sorry, it's just business. But then that person can say, okay, well, I don't want to hang out with you anymore because you're mean to me. Yeah. Right? So, like, that's,
or,
it, it's or fair.
You lied to me and yeah. screwed me over, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's interesting. I think that, like.
I don't see it as a game. I see it as a job. I understand it's, there is a game in there's a, you know, it, we're playing a game in a format, but it's, I mean, there's real feelings involved and people are like, people really get married, right? Yeah. Meeting on meeting right. in this game, right? People really get hurt bad.
Yeah.
So like, it's a game, but it's like, it's an intense game and it's a lot of people's livelihood that you're with. So yeah. if you're going to do that, I wouldn't expect anyone to take it lightly.
Jonay, like behind the scenes of Real World, how is it as fun as it looks on TV? Or is it a lot of like, okay, you have to do this, you have to do that. It's a lot of regiment producers cutting in, like telling you, you can't go here, can't go there. Got it.
Well, everywhere we go had to be like cleared. But it is as fun as it looks, I think. Are you talking about the Real World or are you talking about
no,
the challenge?
No, Real World. I want to talk about, Real World was my first love. And then, okay. you know, then Road Rules came and then the challenge. So I love it all. But
yeah.
just the behind the scenes of Real World, I just wonder if it's more like, okay, we sit around the house, we do nothing. It's like, it's really boring.
Well, you're asking the one who was on bored. The spring break Real World.
That's true. that's
my Real World season was fun.
Yeah, yeah I mean, I Cancun, so it was
pretty
a great
sure
place.
Real World Providence yeah. was a little bit more, no, I'm kidding. But like, yeah, she was on the one where literally you guys worked for a company
yeah.
that did spring break.
Yep.
So you were on spring break every day
yep.
for what was it, 3 months?
It was supposed to film like January to May. And I think by like April, they're like, all right, we got enough footage of you guys. Like,
and they cut it short.
They cut our season short because they had enough.
And in your season was LMFAO, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Shot.
That was one of the only like bands that like signed the clearance, but we worked with a lot of different artists.
Why wouldn't they sign the clearance? They're going to be on MTV. That's a huge audience.
I don't know. But we did work with a lot of different people.
I mean, so I know you guys got to go and you got dinner planned. Where are you going to dinner?
With the Dutch.
Scott.
And you take all these guys out to dinner?
Of course.
Everybody.
Yeah, yep. We're not the show.
Scott, listen.
We have a nice family dinner.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
When they go out for dinner and drinks on the show, they have to. Yeah, raise that to you when you guys go out for drinks on the show. Sometimes you have to pay for them yourself.
You have to pay for drinks.
Yeah.
Do what?
Yeah.
Okay, and how do they
not
decide
on All Stars,
who
you don't.
Like tickets? So you get like two drink tickets.
It's like a bat mitzvah.
Two free drinks, and then from there you pay.
How do they decide who gets to come to the reunion? Is it just the stars?
Well, no, whoever was big on the main like story that season, you know, okay. whoever was involved in a lot of storylines. So sometimes like the big people they're not involved in much, so they don't get called. But I mean, no, that's not true. They usually get called too.
Yeah.
If someone's out early and they still get invited, it's because you know that they really like that person and they want them on their screens more. So like, for instance, last season, Raven was out pretty early, you know, but they still brought her to the reunion. Mm. And that's a good sign that now she's on, you know,
and now she's
39.
On the one that where you don't know any of these people and I can't understand them because they're all from a foreign country. And it's like, good God, can we, like, I understand like UK is cool and Australia is cool and Germany's cool. It really makes it hard to watch.
Mm. Bring back Kyle. We want Kyle.
We want Kyle.
We want Kyle.
100%.
Take the rest of the UK and shove it. We want Kyle.
Off camera, do you guys hang out with TJ or is he in a separate spot?
No.
Nope.
He's the coolest dude in the world. Chill as hell, but yeah, we don't really hang. At least I've never hanged.
He came to our Challenge Mania Live the one time we had one in Vegas. He's cool as I mean, he's cool as like when you get into
So you don't have a relationship with him really besides on the show.
Yeah.
We have a little bit of more of one with him because it's somewhat more appropriate for, you know, Derek or by way of me to reach out to him. He comes on the podcast probably once a year. And then, like he said, when we were in Vegas where he lives, he came and kind of surprised everybody. But other than that, you know, you talk about these unofficial rules, right? Like other than like a happy birthday or like, hey, what's up or congrats on something, kind of going out of your way to talk to him more than the other cast star, I think is probably like another unofficial rule that nobody really wants to break. Yeah. And I know he doesn't want
to
cross that
parties.
Line or break that either. So, you know. Luckily, again, I think we get to talk to him more than he would if he was just a cast member because he comes on the show so much.
Do you guys let your kids watch the show?
I would let Nolly watch it, and I like showed her. I'm like, look, mommy's jumping out of a helicopter. And now she's just like, yeah, yeah, my mom's on the challenge. She doesn't care. She doesn't want to watch it. I mean, my kids are younger though.
When I came back on Dirty 30, the question was like, am I gonna let him watch this? Should I let him watch this? Is it appropriate? You know, there's some things that when he was like 9 years old, maybe not seeing like Corey come out of the bushes, you know, with the questions of did she or didn't she? Maybe that, you know, that part was kind of like, you know, maybe, you know, fast forward through or something like that. I had to preview it. But the rest of the stuff, like the competitions, the people, you know, yelling back and forth at each other, you know, coming up with, you know, ideas on how they need to figure this out or how figure out how to vote this person off and figure out how to work with these people. Like, I don't think it's like bad. I think you can even use it as a learning thing. The one thing I was worried about is like when I got into it with Nelson, how I was going to kind of explain that. But then the preview came out on the challenge Instagram page while we were at Chipotle, and I was looking at it and he was looking at it, and I'm like, oh, well, I guess let me tell you about this thing here, you know? And so I don't mind him watching, and he picks and chooses now. He's 14, so.
And I think the Viacomification, to make up a word here, Survivor has always been a show that's like not just wanted adult viewers, but kid viewers, kids who grow up idolizing the show, wanting to be on it themselves, breeding the next generation of fans and players. And with the challenge, I think they now strive to sort of be one of those shows as well, where people watching it would be okay showing it to their kids and things like that. And so that's, I think, why you don't have as many hot tub scenes, as many, you know, strip club party scenes and things like that. And although we all love that stuff, like if that stuff wasn't there, I probably wouldn't show my 4.5-year-old the show. But since it's not in there, if I'm watching it and I'm, you know, checking out an episode and he comes in, what's this? Oh, it's a challenge. Okay. Oh, is that Derek? You know, so, you know, I think that is kind of answers your earlier question, you know.
Before we go, who's the best challenger in the history of the challenge?
Ooh. Who's the GOAT?
Who's the GOAT?
CT.
I'll argue that.
Go ahead, Josh. Let me hear your argument.
I would argue that.
Go ahead. Your argument.
Would argue it with Johnny.
Okay, and then I'll.
I think CT is better than
I'll
Johnny.
Throw the third argument in there, and put Jordan in there as well. So I think Jordan obviously.
Yeah. That's.
Go ahead.
It's. I would say all three.
I think you got to look at current. I think you got to look at current resume, and I mean, Derek, you could probably speak to this better than I can. But the format of a few of the ones that Johnny won was way easier than it is to win now. CT won three out of four.
Yeah.
And two of them were solo.
And one was when he was fat.
Right. Like, so that
he was fat.
Resume alone, plus he got kicked off two or three. He was probably primed to do pretty well in two. Mm-hmm. If you look at whole picture on a focused CT who's got cardio, like if his endurance is there and that's just a decision that he can make, he's a freak athlete.
He's so smart.
It's
crazy.
And he's politically way more forward thinking than you would assume if you didn't know him. He is a chess player in this game.
He's like a mad scientist mixed with like a human gorilla.
Literally. He's a unicorn.
And he's so smart.
He's not even real.
There's nothing there's no elimination I would go into against CT and say, okay, this one favors me. But there's a lot of
puzzle.
But there's
he's good at puzzles, but you're really good at puzzles.
Even a puzzle, I wouldn't assume that it favored me. I would say, okay, I got a shot here, right? But there's things I would go into against Jordan or
like
Johnny,
tug of war,
and say, "Oh well,
sorry, Josh, had to do it.
I can beat these guys." CT, there's none of that. And if anyone says there's something like that with him, they're full of shit.
In CT too, like you would go, all right, here's a puzzle. Who's the number one person you're gonna pick out of all the challengers? And you're like, all right, pick one person of all challengers to do this puzzle right. You'd probably still come close to picking CT.
He's top five in everything.
Do you think it's unfair that when you guys yell the answers to people in the eliminations?
No.
No, have friends. Yeah, be nice.
That's part of the game. I mean,
be nice. Have friends.
That's literally part of the game.
Yeah.
How is
I
that?
Don't know.
How is that?
I don't really like.
That's part of the game. You really build like alliances. That. You build friendships. I don't like it either. I'm going to be honest.
See, here we go. Now you're saying
this is all right. Okay. All right, this
if you're
is
the
why,
one not being helped.
All right. This is if I'm not being helped, you're all. But I'm like the how do you say his name?
With the elimination that I had.
I'm sorry to cut
go
you
ahead.
Off,
no,
but
no.
But like,
we were talking.
There's moments
you.
Where it's like, all right, let them duke it out. Like, I remember watching him and Jay. I wasn't on that season, but watching that elimination, I was like, damn, you guys probably should let it play out. But yeah, that's part of the game. You build friendships. Like, that's your fault if you didn't build strong ties.
Jonay, go ahead.
Listen, when it's happened to me, when it's so-called people are helping people, that elimination specifically, I could not hear one specific voice. He was not helping me. The entire house was shouting. And to be honest, when you're in elimination, or at least when I am, I was just in the zone. I couldn't even hear the people up there with that one. So
you're talking about Beth.
I'm talking about the one where we push.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
That where she quit?
Yeah,
that one?
She quit. That doesn't count. He had one.
Which one?
Against the vampire.
Oh, Emmanuel, yeah.
The vampire.
Where Tori gave me the answer.
Way. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was weird. It was mixed. It was like a mixed bag. It was
which is crazy because you and Tori are so tight.
Yeah.
And then she gives this random dude that looks like Dracula the answers. And it's
Dave loves love. You can't compete with a snuggle. I know that now.
And then you guys repaired it and you won a championship.
Yeah. But that was, to go full circle here, that was the lesson that I learned from my fight with Josh, which is everybody's wet dream is Devin and Tori hating each other and feuding for the next three seasons. So I clipped that real quick. I said, nope, sorry, not falling for it twice. Actually, completely forgiven. You're totally forgiven. You don't even have to say sorry. And now we're never going to mess with each other again. And then look what happened.
They became ride or dies.
So there's like a mixed way to view the help from the audience. It's either like, oh, the help that you're getting is because you have a good social game and your friends are helping you. And then the flip side of it is
we just hate the other person.
Either you like it because you got help, or you don't like it because you didn't get help. Mm-hmm. Is it fair? Probably not.
Hey, there's eliminations now though where they say nobody can say anything. Like everybody,
so they do say
quiet.
That
now. I mean, in the most recent show I've done, maybe not USA, but the one before that, they've said like
how
nobody
awesome
can
was
say
it
anything.
Though when the entire house eliminated Turbo.
I mean, that's gonna be great. I mean,
he was a dick to everyone.
Is he
and
really
then
that
we
big
all,
of a dick?
Dude, I've he's such a tool. He's such a tool.
It's crazy because
it's insane. He's a phony and he's a tool and he is a real bad invitation to a party. And I stand on that. Real bad invite. Don't invite him. Sour puss. Lump on a log. Wet blanket. Guy walked around the house with a goddamn tennis ball taped to his forehead, shadow boxing it for half the time he was there to intimidate us. I was like, Turbo, you look like a goon. You look like like no one is afraid punching a little tennis ball. I'm like, bro, what do we do? He was doing pole wrestle tutorials for the international kids.
In his defense, and not just because he's incredibly frightening, we did have him, in fact, at a party in San Francisco once, and he was a delight. So,
really?
Yeah, sure thing.
I have one time on record. We had Challenge Mania Live in San Francisco. He happened to be in the States.
Yeah.
We booked him a flight, but I think he got there. He was like, Scott, I have no passport. I was like, okay, then never mind. We'll have someone drive you. We had someone drive him in
6 hours.
6 hours.
With Turbo.
Yeah. Him. It was our friend Ethan. Shouts to Ethan. And he drove Turbo and D, who we don't hear much from D anymore, but she was also a delight at the time. Drove them up back and forth from LA to San Francisco so Turbo could be with us. He wore these big, huge sunglasses. And I will describe him as having, in my opinion, action movie star energy. Like it was what I would imagine like hanging out with Jean-Claude Van Damme in 1993 would have been like, in an intimidating way, but also in a fun way. He has like an aura about him, at least regular folks.
Yeah, well, I missed it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was there too.
Must have been shining too bright. Yeah. Blinded me.
He put all of his heart in that one weekend, and then he said. That's it.
But the difference is,
kid is a zero.
It's hilarious.
He's a zero.
It's my first time meeting Devin, by the way. He's hilarious.
So really, you don't all meet each other a lot at these parties and like get-togethers?
We've never met.
Yeah, we never met.
Yeah, unless you do a season.
There really are no parties. So yeah. Like, it's like, well, these parties are like, yeah. This is it.
Well, because I feel like, I mean, it's
or when we go to Mexico, that's
the,
it.
The Teen Mom people are at the after parties for the challenge reunion. Like, I mean, Javi from the Teen Mom was there, and I'm like, what the hell is this guy doing on the reunion?
Well, I think that's like in cities like L.A. Like, if you live in L.A. or New York or places like that, people
Javi
to,
comes
like,
and hangs out us.
Yeah. I will say that Devin, you have definitely met a person or two who you'd never met on the challenge that you then met probably at one of these panels or something like that, or spend a weekend together.
That's wild.
John A's an example. Now you, John A, you've done it many times. John A, here's a quick story. So I thought I thought I was doing a little pre-gaming here, and I decided, not on purpose, but I knew John A and Michelle were going to be at a viewing party we had for Ride or Dies that was allegedly going to be a couple weeks before allegedly they were both going to go and do this CBS season we just had. And I thought they'd become fast friends and maybe fast alliance members. Turns out John A went into the game and instantly voted in Michelle, who instantly figured it out and orchestrated John A's dismissal by way of Tori, who will be here this weekend. So you try, and sometimes it just
you try, but like Devin said earlier, you don't know what kind of game you're going into when you get there. So I knew that later on down the road that it would be a problem that I would run into. And I also knew that I was probably going to go into elimination every single time with the way they like set USA 2 up, like with the six vets. So I was like, hey, I'm going to take my shot right now while I can. Because you guys were the most dangerous players.
She was on your team, correct?
And on the challenge.
I was looking up. I was more on your corner.
But do you think they're making it harder and harder for vets to win because they're bringing all these random ass people that are just thrown together hoping for more? Like, why are they stacking?
I'll say this again on record for probably the eighth time. They keep doing it because the rookies cannot get it together. No matter how hard they try, no matter how outnumbered we are, we dismantle them one by one every time. Blast this all over your socials. They won't learn. It's a tale as old as time, and it does not matter. I have told them, hey, listen, guys, you might want to think about banding together here. You got us outnumbered. And they'll be like, no, I think we'd rather all lose one by one. It's insane. So they just keep doing it. It doesn't matter.
I think the more you do it, too,
doesn't matter. They can't beat us.
You just know. It's so crazy. Like, I walked in. I remember my rookie season. I was f***ing. It was like,
were you
okay, fish in a shark tank?
When
like,
you walked
scary.
In, and when you walked in after winning Big Brother, did you think I'm about to dominate this?
No, no. My situation. I got leaked, so I had the worst anxiety going into it. I wanted to do well, right? And I did absolute. But you walked.
should have you did great, Josh.
Yeah, I should have
been great, on the first Josh. Episode. Do you remember what happened? Yeah.
You did great.
He lost the purge on his very first episode. Was on his way back to the airport to leave, and another guy broke his arm.
Injured himself.
Said, "Josh, never mind. Put the Cinnabon down. You're back." And then he got to go back in the game, and now he's eight seasons deep.
Damn. Yeah, do you think about like what? Do you think he would have got called back even though you got eliminated first and you were gone?
No.
You think that was it?
The same thing happened to me. Me and Cheyenne lost our first elimination. I went home, and 3 days later, mid-bender, they were like, we're actually going to need you to come back. And we came back and went all the way to
Derek has a similar story for his first season, right?
That's great. That's great.
Or when someone got ejected from the game and you got brought in, right? That was your, right?
The first time I won?
I think CT may have punched somebody.
CT probably beat up Adam. That was probably when he...
CT punched someone and I got kicked off, and they called me and asked me if I could be in South Africa 24 hours later. Yeah, and I won my first challenge championship.
Wow. 24 hours notice.
Which one was that?
That's wild.
Inferno 3.
Okay.
How hard are the finals? Just describe them, because I watch them on TV. They look hard.
Let's put it on a scale.
Yeah, tell us.
Let's put it on a scale like one being really something and 10 being something. What can we? How can we scale? Because I'd be like, it's hard, but in
like
comparison
taking a nap,
to what?
Is it harder than running a marathon?
Yeah, for sure.
I've never run a marathon. But
I think it's harder
I mean,
than I think it's
run
harder
26
than,
miles in the final.
It's
the
not as hard as running
final?
On a marathon like at elite speed. That's way harder. But just like a normal person can train and run a marathon for sure. It's not hard to complete a final. It's hard to win it.
Yeah, okay, yes. Yeah. And now also...
Yeah, it's harder than a marathon to win one,
after
for sure.
The challenges, do they have people back at the house to give you massages and like...
No.
In Thailand, they actually did that, which was crazy.
Like, I mean, I didn't know if they have like treatment, like where you go to doctors and they put bandages, you know what I mean? They give you...
No.
Or like in high school...
Oh, like
see
medical?
Or like in high school, when you go to the training room, you're like, ah,
we should. We should, because we get banged up in some of these challenges. Yeah. Like, your body is wrecked after 2 months of filming, honestly.
The normal person on their couch trying to do a final gets smoked by anyone else who made it there out of the gauntlet of people that we have. If you're ever watching, if that's kind of the question, like, how hard is it? Could a normal person do it? Maybe a normal person could do it. They're definitely not winning. 0%.
But Devin doesn't work out before he goes on challenges, and he just won the last season. So, I mean,
no, guys, I was working out for
that one. Don't buy the propaganda. Man, this guy trained.
He trained. No. Hey, I know.
He runs miles and miles and miles.
You got the
like
CT
2 months
model.
Before he leaves.
Yeah. Trust me.
Correct.
The Devin that started on the challenge to the Devin now, you can tell he trains. He looks different. He operates different. Everything is different. So I'm not going to believe
Rivals 3 Devin was elite.
Yeah. Specimen. I don't believe it. Okay.
I seen your stat line.
Specimen. Okay.
7.5 mile. Yeah. 6.5 mile. What is it?
I mean, I can move pretty good.
Here you go.
I'm weighing in about 206 right now. I'm still moving pretty good.
That's good. Yeah. Now, guys, if you're anywhere around the country, Challenge Mania is coming all over. Buffalo in December 16th. Oh. Indy, New York, Tampa, Chicago, Portland. Get tickets at challengemania.live. I don't know. I mean, what do you guys do with the Challenge Mania? Like, what can people expect when they come out?
All right, so you've watched a lot of those reunion shows, right? And so it's kind of a condensed version of that. We don't have 30 people there, but we have, you know, anywhere from 5 to 7 cast members on stage. I kind of co-MC the thing with Derek. We bring everybody out wrestler style with their own entrance and their own crowd interaction. The crowd's very much a part of the show. They get to yell stuff out. We don't want them to kind of interrupt all the time, but the last 45 minutes are a long Q&A. They get to ask whatever they want, even some questions we maybe are too scared to ask on the podcast. And then we kick about 2/3 of the people out. 1/3 of the people stay. We do a big meet and greet. Everyone gets their selfies and their poster sign, stuff like that. So it's the closest you're going to come to living in a challenge house for about 3 to 5 hours.
It's like Disney on Ice, except with challenge.
No
ice.
Couldn't have said it better. Couldn't have said it better myself.
A bunch of degenerates.
It's just no ice.
You know? Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
The beers are on ice, certainly.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, Derek, Devin, Jonae, Josh, Scott, thank you so much. Like, as a huge fan, I appreciate the time. It's my wife's birthday. I should probably go home and say happy birthday to her.
Yeah, happy birthday. Happy birthday, wife.
Yeah. So thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
You, dog.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So this is Guy Fieri. Don't listen to Lunchbox because he gets my name wrong every time. But you know what I'm listening to? The Bobby Bones Show. Now come on, Lunchbox.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.